Hey folks, and welcome to episode 10 of the Scotland Show. I can't believe I've made it to that 10 mark. I feel quite proud of myself. This week I am joined by Cammy, and you know what? I'm just going to let Cammy tell everyone what he does, because we kind of just spoke about this before I started recording. But I watch... Cammy, we met, what, a few years ago back at an event, I think, that I was maybe speaking at in Scotland, and you were there
totally.
Too.
Totally, Gavin. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Gavin. Thank you. Thank you again for having me on. Very proud to be on the Scotland Show. But yes, we did. We caught up. It was maybe 2 or 3 years ago up in Inverness. You were up giving a talk about Facebook ads, I think, and I was there trying to punt my services on a little stand. it was yourself and Chris
Mark. Exactly. And I remember, so ever since that day, that was kind of like the time where Snapchat was like going really big. Like everyone was being really bullish on Snapchat. And you were one of the people that like really stood out on Snapchat, not even just from the kind of Scottish community, but just in general. And that seems to have carried on. So tell everyone about your, because I'm fascinated by your whole Snapchat story. Like I watch your stuff and it's really interesting, but just tell everyone like what your Snapchat is, because I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I'm very humbled by you saying that, so thank you for that first and foremost. But Snapchat, before I picked up Snapchat, I was just like anybody else. I would not like people taking my pictures, never mind taking a video of me speaking to a camera. It was completely off the wall. But when I picked it up, I very quickly realised that being Glaswegian and trying to speak to an international audience has its problems. So I very quickly realised that I had to tell my stories and put my points across as I could. So whether that's visual, whether that's using music. So very quickly, I got the ideas in my head, what I wanted to create, and I just set about trying to do it. But now we kind of fast forward 2 years of trial and error and learning how to do time lapses and making mistakes. I find myself hosting a fake news channel, which I suppose I front a virtual team. I've got my news reporters around the world. So I mean, I've got one in Australia, one in New York, Washington, Arizona, California, Wales. For some reason, we've got one from Wales now. So yes, we're a worldwide fake news network. And it's still, honestly, I'm literally just back from Amsterdam. And to meet so many people of different nations, different international backgrounds, and to have this thing, to have this piece of content that people, they all just get it. All get it, they all smile, they all laugh. And it truly is testament to the team that I work with. It's collaborative a piece of content as you will find online. I really stand by it. They are a great bunch. But
about sourcing your team for that? Because like when I first watched it and you were doing it yourself, I was like, right, okay, so he's in a suit. I don't know if you wear a suit normally. But you're in a suit. You've got the different like angles for Snapchat, and then all of a sudden, people from all over the world are doing this thing with you. And I'm like, there's a lot of like production value going into this Snapchat story.
Again, I hugely appreciate you saying that. It was a really strange occurrence. I was teasing Snapchat, the company. I was teasing them on Twitter and LinkedIn. And I was posting comments directly to them saying, come on, Snapchat, when are you going to give me my own network? It's about time. Come on. I need my own channel. I need my own network. I'm way ahead of the company. I was just making fun of it. And what I did was I took a Snapchat ad and I edited myself into it. And I posted it saying, a new network, CNT network. And some of my friends that I had made through Snapchat, some of these people that I've never met in real, I have now, but I've never met them at the time. And a few of them commented, said, "Oh, I hope there's a place in the team for me. I hope I can be on the team." So I just decided to call the bluff and I just said, "Okay, you're a news report. Go and get me some news." And that's it. It just took off from there.
Love it.
Fantastic people. So they're as committed to it as I am. And it really is a testament. Like, we have one of our members, her name's Helen Blunden, and she's got this fantastic knack of articulating what we do at CNT and making it have business connotations,
yeah,
or business relevance. And so it really an eye-opener for me that we can form a team, create a piece of content that your team want to create. Now, if you can put that into a business, I don't expect the business to do a fake news channel called CNT, certainly not, but it's there. If you can get your company to create a piece of content that your staff buy into, honestly, I don't know why all companies are not doing this,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, so I love it.
I will cut myself short. I've went on a bit long, I feel, but
not at all. I love it, and I love the fact story. That, I love the fact that all comes from sunny Glasgow.
It's my favorite. Do you know? It's my favorite part of talking to people about it. They always say, "So, are you the anchor man?" And I'm like, "Yes." Why we have a Glaswegian anchor man for a worldwide news network? I have got zero idea, but.
Who doesn't?
But for season two, I'm looking forward to getting some voice pops from the streets of Glasgow. So
amazing! That'll be
going to be interesting.
That'll be great. That'll be amazing. Yeah, it was interesting because when I saw that you started to do this news thing, obviously with this show was started predominantly as a way to share kind of funny and interesting news stories from Scotland. So I was like, well, I need to get Cammy on board, and we were just having having to think of some of the different things that we could get on and speak about, and we could do news or that. But I thought it'd be quite interesting for us to just have a wee chin wag about what you do and then talk just randomly about some of our favourite Scottish words.
You couldn't honestly have chosen a better topic for me because, like you say, when I started on Snapchat, I very quickly realised that people didn't understand the word that I was saying. So, I'll give you the clean version here, but I used to do a weekly segment called WTF Friday,
yeah.
And every week I would just teach people Glaswegian words.
Love it.
So,
love it.
What became amazing is that people started using them. So, SHITE, for instance, yeah, became quite a common word for. And you're just like, this is bizarre. Anybody that says that has clearly picked it up for this idea.
especially if you've got like an American accent saying it, then you're like, it's almost like quite a proud moment.
or the opposite.
That's it. Right, Cammy, give me some of your favourite words that you've had on WTF Friday and that you've come across in your Snapchat career. I'm excited to hear some of these. It's going to be interesting being a Glaswegian.
Oh, totally. I mean, and I always try to keep it to words that I do actually use. So, for instance, like a word I do love that I don't use, mock it. It meant dirty. So, if you came in with your feet being dirty from a game of football or something like that, your mum would say, "Oh, your feet are mock it."
I've never heard of that.
Mock it. Oh, God, if you had a dirty face, you know how your grandmother would take the handkerchief out and give it a wick and wipe your face? It would be, "Oh, your face is mock it, son. Let's just wipe that off."
Is that a West Coast mock thing?
I'd imagine it must be just by the fact that you're not quite as familiar with it, but I mock it.
I love that. I've never... Because, interestingly, like what I'd say probably is minging. Would it be the same thing?
Minging for me would be more disgusting as opposed to dirty.
Right, okay, so it's actual dirt.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's, that table's mock it. Give it a wee wash, will you? Give it a wee wipe. So it's mock it. Mock it is, for instance, one I wouldn't use, but I mean, very quickly, like to kind of move towards the ones that I do use and the ones that I can't help using, like Scunnered. Scunnered is one of my favourites because, I mean, I'm always Scunnered, so I think that's why why I use it so often.
I like it. But, I like it.
Scunnered. And being a skiver, I mean, I'm a bit of a skiver naturally.
Is that a Scottish word?
So, skiver. Yes. Oh yeah.
All right. Because that, like, I use that word or would have used that word so often that I wouldn't have even just thought it was Scottish. Like going back to school days, I skived off school all the time.
I know, totally. I mean, somebody bought me a cup once. It was a cup. I should probably have taken it not as a compliment, but they bought me a cup that said skiver on it. And it had the kind of Scottish definition of it on it. But, I mean,
awesome.
Belter. Belter.
Oh, great word.
Belter. Belter is to just... It's got so many applications. I mean, it can mean practically anything. It can mean an attractive girl. It can mean a fantastic goal. It can really...
It can
be hit in the face, a belter.
Yeah. He can be a belter. That guy's an absolute belter. It's a great word. I do love that word. You know, when you were talking about Mockit there, I googled minging. I wanted to get some facts about the word minging, and this is what it came up with. Certainly common in eastern Scotland, where the final G isn't pronounced, so it's actually like minging. And it's been used since at least the 1950s. Only in the past 5 years has the rest of the UK cottoned on to this wonderful word. And then the example they used was, I didn't change my underpants for a week and they are now minging.
Oh, Jesus.
Love that. Love
my
that.
My God. I mean, I'll change my pants. If somebody said that to you, you would probably tell them to weesht.
Yeah, that is an absolute belter of an example there.
Exactly. And what the other thing you said there about minging, in the way that they removed the G almost, so that it's minging. It's another one of my favourite things that us Scottish people do, especially the Glaswegians. But we look at a word and say it has a double T in it. So a word like Twitter.
Yeah.
So you say the word Twitter, but if I say the word Twitter, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
So a hard T becomes silent in Scottish. I don't know why. It's like kettle, butter, letter. Better. We don't pronounce the harsh letters. So in Scotland can a double T become silent.
I know, and then I always get trouble for like in school, or my mum used to always be like, it's butter, not butter. It's like, no, it's butter.
Hingme told me it's butter. Hingme said that it's butter. Another word I love is hingme.
Hingme.
Hingme. You know that hingme? Get that hingme over.
That's a proper Western West Coast thing, ain't it? So I don't think I would ever use that.
No, well, I mean, me being me, I mean, I like I say, I've got so many words, and there's far too many of them that I couldn't possibly mention on the Scotland show. I would be affronted. But I think I've got a couple. That,
by the way, that's a great word, affronted. It's not a Scottish word, but it's a great word.
It tends to follow me around, that word. But but I think I've got a few Scottish words that, I don't know, they're maybe taking a walk towards that fine line that we can't cross, but I love the word like stoner. I remember reading a Christopher Brookmeyer book. He's fantastic with his Scottish words, Christopher Brookmeyer, but he used the word stoner, which just makes me laugh so much when you put it in the context, or... a bollocking, getting a bollocking.
Oh, fantastic. Getting a bollocking. I mean,
because you get that comes from the fact that someone is shouting at you and pointing at you so profusely that their whole body is gyrating. Like, you know what I mean? That is where that comes from, you know what I mean? Because
that is a fantastic word, bollocking. It's so like... So I was on a podcast, it was maybe Mike McGrail's Different Minds podcast, and he asked me my favourite word. And I actually said it would be probably bollock, singular. It's just like a, I mean, we're getting into kind of looks and feels here, but it's such a well-rounded word, like bollock. So when you get a bollocking, you know you're in trouble.
I think the Scottish accent that comes through with it makes it sound quite a strong word as well. It's a bark. You can't just say it half. In fact, it went on to my arguably my favourite Scottish word, and it would be a bohair.
Oh.
I love bohair as a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
So like I remember watching a Still Game episode once, and I think Jack has said to Victor, "Oh, you're a bohair away from a stroke there," but I just love it as a unit of
Yeah,
measurement.
100
It's so
100%.
bizarre.
And for anyone that's wanting to know what a bohair is, go Google it. Not Google Images, I would probably recommend. This
Is it
was,
a safe search, John?
yeah, this word that I've got here was mentioned, I think, on another podcast as well. Maybe Mike might, but boak, just
Oh, the book.
boak. You're giving me the boak again. I've Googled it, and here is what it says. Often mistakenly defined online as the act itself, in Scottish and Northern Irish slang, boak refers to the gagging stage when you feel you're about to, just before actually puking. And the example was, dumbass, don't confuse a boak with a puke. If you can step in it, you didn't boak. If you can step in it, you didn't boak.
No wonder people don't understand us if that's the definition being given. You know what I mean? Like, what chance have they got? I mean, if they can muster together the correct letters in the right order to search for the word, and then that's what they're given then as a result.
If you didn't step in it, you didn't
No
balk.
wonder they'll think we're Gleic
Oh, that's hilarious. I've
it.
got the word glaiket here. I've got it. Scottish word meaning stupid, foolish, not very bright, thoughtless, or vacant. Glaiket is a great word.
Yeah, the Quaker people tend to think they're gallus, though. That's the problem. I mean, that is the problem with the world the Quaker people don't really realise.
What's gallus? Tell everyone what gallus
Gallus.
is.
Gallus is like a gallus persona would be somebody like that's very confident. They're very confident in themselves. Maybe walk with a bit of a swagger. You
Like
know
a
what I
Wido.
mean? Oh God, in fact, there's a further term, a gallus Alice, a
Oh,
gallus
right.
Alice, which would be somebody that really thinks that they're the man, a
Yeah.
gallus strut. So I like gallus. That
Gallus.
again must be Glaswegian, I'm guessing then.
Yeah, I think that's a West Coast thing. I think that's a West Coast thing. Here's one then that you probably won't know. Do you know what the word spaggy is?
Spaghy.
Because this is a Shetland word.
Now I don't know what that is, but I'm turning it over in my head to see if I can come up with
Take
some sensible
a
guess.
wild guess.
Spaghy.
Spaggy, so
Spaghy.
SPAEGIE.
Spaghy. It's going to be. Is it going to be some sort of food?
No. Nothing like that. It's so if you go to the gym and then the day after, or you play some sort of sport the day after, you're sore. So the
Yeah.
technical term for that would be delayed onset of muscle soreness, so DOMS. Spaggy is the Shetland way of saying that. So you'd be like, oh, my spaggy is so bad today.
Spaghy. So it's very similar to Scunnard then.
Yeah.
Spaghy and Scunnard, and if you've been getting it wildy, then you could be Spaghy the next
That's
day.
it. You've been gaining it loudly in the gym. The next day, you've got spaggy. Your legs are spaggied.
Don't know if you can gear it wild in the gym. I don't know what that quite means.
It loudly on the treadmill. Right, I've got one more. Have you got any other ones, Cam?
Well, I mean, for instance, another Glaswegian one would be Hampden. What's the Hampden?
Right.
And I like that because it stems from what, Cockney rhyming slang.
Right.
So it's like, what's the Hampden means, what's the Hampden roar? Meaning, what's the score? What's going on? What's happening with you? How
Oh,
are you?
wow.
You know what I mean? What,
Okay.
what's the Hampden? Tell me the story.
Right. So I'm like slightly confused in my head. Anyone that's listening to this doesn't know Hampden is the National Scottish Football Stadium. So if I was saying what's the Hampden, I'd be saying what's the score?
Totally. Because of the Hampden roar, the score.
Got ya.
So bizarre. I love it. I don't know where these things come from or they've picked up from, but I love to find these wee quirks in the language and actually use them. You know what I mean? Make Scotland great again.
That's got to be a fake news that you've done before on Snapchat, surely.
It's one of our taglines as a CNT. We aim to make fake news great again. That truly is. It was the opening line, but.
I love it. Have you been blocked by Donald Trump yet?
No, not yet. I mean, if anything, I think he's a fan. That's a fake comment. the thing about it is, like CNT News, we put you at the centre of the story, so that kind of overshadowed it because it was too perfect. CNT putting you at the centre of the story.
Love it.
You know what I mean? Like. There's too many other connotations. We wanted to move away from Donald Trump's make fake news great again. But
yeah.
I still end every show with don't have nightmares, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Brilliant. Love that. That's funny. Right, my final word, and the reason I'm going to tell this one is because I don't know if you watch it, Cammy, but I've started watching Outlander. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've actually seen some of it. I'm not committed to it yet, but I've caught some of it.
So I started watching it because a lot of people have been talking about it, and I'm loving it, like absolutely loving it. And next week I'm gonna talk about Outlander next week. But the word that I love, which comes from, well, doesn't come from Outlander, but they use it a lot, is Sassenach.
Sassenach.
You ever heard that word used?
That sounds a bit like another name for Bigfoot, does it not? Sassenach.
Maybe you're right, actually.
I think so. I'm sure.
I'm going to Google that right now. Sassenach. Bigfoot names.
Sasquatch. Oh, I think it's Sasquatch. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well. Well, you might just...
Brain.
Don't. You better not travel down to England, because Sassenach basically means... It means Saxon, and it's used to describe non-Gaelic-speaking Scottish lowlanders and English people. So essentially what you've just done is you've called all English people Sasquatches.
Well, that's normally worse than that. That's all right.
That's not bad, especially with the World Cup being on.
Well, I actually got England in the sweepstakes.
Did you?
Right.
Ouch. That's kind of like betting if you're watching your own football team, you bet on the other team to win as a kind of insurance measure. So if you lose, at least you've won money.
In practice, though, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Trust me, I took no joy in that Panama game the other day.
No, neither did I.
Zero joy.
Neither did I. I'm on the Iceland.
Oh, totally. Totally. Again, another sign of Scottish traits. I loved when England played Iceland and Scottish people went to the shop, Iceland, and got the carrier bags and started wearing them as tops. So honestly, there were hundreds of people in Glasgow walking about with these carrier bags saying Iceland on the back.
That's sensational.
That's as Scottish as you get.
That is incredible. I love that. Amazing. Amazing. Cammy, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure and a privilege, Gavin. Honestly, thank you.
No, pleasure. Tell everyone where they can find you and where to see you next Tuesday.
Well, fantastic. CNT is currently on we've finished up season one at the moment. But you can find all of our shows on YouTube. We are just started over on Instagram TV.
Nice.
With a CNT news channel. We're on Facebook. You'll get us on Snapchat under Cammy Sutra 6. That's my name, unfortunately, Cammy Sutra 6.
Cammy with a C, should add.
Cammy with a C and 6. But don't get me wrong, people may turn their face up at me when I tell them that's my Twitter handle, but they don't forget it, so it's fine. but you'll find us across social media. But head over to YouTube, catch our last show, and I'm pretty sure we can make you smile.
It'll make you smile. Awesome, Cammy.
Indeed.
Great having you on. Thanks very much. And
Gavin, thank you. I'll catch you soon.
Yeah, everyone that's listening, don't forget to leave a 5-star review if you've enjoyed the show. Thanks for being here, and tune in next week for Outlander.